USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House thinks vaccinations of teachers should be prioritized but not mandated.
The CDC guidelines included a range of mitigation steps, including vaccinations, as recommendations.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki, those comments after President Biden admitted that his administration had a miscommunication about his stance on fully opening schools, while Press Secretary Psaki suggested that Biden's goal was to make sure students could return to school on a part-time basis. Biden says he still wants schools to be open 5 days a week by the end of April. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper is touring storm damage in Brunswick County after three people died in an EF3 tornado this week. And tributes continuing to come in for conservative radio host Rush Limbaugh, who passed away earlier today at the age of 70. USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.